penalty. We commend Eritrea for supporting 126 recommendations, including those on improving prison conditions, protecting freedom of expression and opinion, ensuring judicial independence, and guaranteeing fair trial for all. We are concerned, however, that Eritrea noted recommendations to end arbitrary arrest, indefinite detention, and torture and ill treatment of people in detention. In light of reports from asylum-seeking clients of the Advocates for Human Rights on the continued use of torture in detention facilities, including during interrogations and targeting human rights defenders, we urge Eritrea to establish effective monitoring mechanisms to prevent torture and other ill treatments, prohibit its use in interrogations, and prohibit courts from accepting evidence obtained through torture or other ill treatment, except when offered to prove the crime of torture. We echo recommendations from Austria, Belgium, France, Ireland, Norway, and Sweden that Eritrea release or bring before a court all persons detained without charge and end arbitrary and incommunicado detention. Further concerned by Eritrea's decision to note recommendations from several countries to take concrete steps towards establishing an official moratorium on the death penalty with a view to its abolition. We welcome Eritrea's de facto moratorium on executions and death sentences since November 2011, but we urge Eritrea to institute an official moratorium on executions, ratify the second optional protocol to the ICCPR, formally abolish the death penalty, and replace it with a fair and proportionate sentence in accordance with international human rights standards. Thank you.
Gracias. Tiene la palabra el Center for Global Non-Killing por video.